First pack of Tfulin, second Mishnah. Sheichel and Magal Yad is a sickle that one side has protrusions out of, another side is smooth. So if you shech to the smooth side, it's kosher, even though lechatchila you shouldn't use it. But if you use it, it's good. A batsur, if you use a stone, which is does not have any pegimas in it, a kone, a reed, all the shkitot k'sheira, the dieved, if you use them, the shkit is k'sheira. Yeah. Hakol sheichtim, anybody can check. Gemara says even if a person does one specific aveira l'teyohun, as long as not a mumer for avodah zarah, chil shabbos v'hesia, of roiv the mitzvahs, he's still considered a Jew. And the fact that he has a yetzer for one mitzvah, it does not pass him from being a sheichet. L'olam ul'olam sheichtim. And you could check at any time, both in day and night, or even as long as you should have enough light to see what you're doing, obviously. And or on the rooftop, you don't have to be concerned that people are going to say you're sacrificing to the celestial bodies. Or on a boat, you don't have to be cautious that people are going to say you're shefting to the stars of the oceans. Ubakol sheichtim, you could use any material, whether it's made of glass or reeds, etc. Yeah. We saw before that reed itself, a chatchila, you shouldn't use because sometimes little pieces fall off of it. Chutz mimagal kotzer. The one thing that does not work for, does not help for shchita, is using a magal kotzer, which is a sickle that has protrusions that all bent over in one direction. So if you go in one direction, you don't feel it. If you go in the other direction, it's going to get caught. The simon are going to get caught in it. So since in a normal shchita you go back and forth, then it will pass over the shchita. The magira is a sore, the shinaim, teeth, sipoyin, is fingernails. Yeah, the psula shinaim is if the mechuba to the jaw, then it's possible because if it's mechuba to the animal, then it's possible because mechuba to the animal. If it's just ripped off of the animal, you know, if you have the jaw in your hand, then the only time it's, the only reason why it'd be a problem is if you have two teeth and there's a little gap between the teeth, which is going to equivalent to having a pegima, having a notch in the sacking. If you use the magal kotzer in one direction, so Beishamai says it's possible because of a gzeira that you may use in another direction. Beisil says, but the evidence, even though you shouldn't do, it is kosher because you went in the direction that the begima does not affect anything. They smoothed out the bumps, and now it's a smooth knife, and it's like a regular knife.